Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On a busy Monday morning to Memphis now, where the funeral is Wednesday for Tyre Nichols. This after protests around the country and in Memphis, the disbanding of the city's so-called Scorpion Unit. The five officers charged with Nichols' murder were part of that team. And joining us live, ABC News crime analyst Brad Garrett. Brad, good to have you here. So this Scorpion Unit stands for Street Crimes Operation to Restore Peace in Our Neighborhoods. What was the mission?
So the mission was obviously to reduce violent crime, which translates, Bridget, into working certain neighborhoods and being, I think I have this correct in Memphis, just more aggressive generally with a population that they believe are breaking the law, which can translate into car stops, you know, broken taillight, whatever it might be, a justification to stop the car. And unfortunately, this unit, like a number of other units historically from Los Angeles to NYPD, to a number of others, end up crossing the lines because they end up being too aggressive, and they end up in excessive force situations, which clearly, Tyre Nichols is clearly that. And I think there's been issues even prior to Tyre in reference to this unit.
Right. And we don't know exactly why he was stopped, why he was pulled over, but about this sort of aggressive method of policing, if you will, Brad. I mean, is the training any different for these units? I mean, I can't imagine that there's any license to employ tactics different from other police.
Well, I've read, I don't know if it's accurate, that the Scorpion unit got about 3 days worth of training. Now, I suppose we'd have to look at the background of each officer. The five that were charged, I think there was a total of 40 officers, four units of 10, that were trying to reduce the violence in the city, which, you know, I'll tell you, Bridget, tends to happen when cities get really high or have really high homicide or violent crime rates. And historically, Memphis has always had high numbers. Mayors and police chiefs tend to try to go to these units, because it can be, at least on paper, a quick fix. In other words, they show more gun seizures, they show more people charged. It doesn't necessarily translate into the crime rate going down, but they're able to show short stats. And it's, I'll tell you, is very short-sighted, because you only improve in reducing violent crime because you have some sort of relationship with the community where the violent crime occurs. And doing these types of stops, being aggressive, being excessive, all it does is alienate you. And I'm not suggesting it's easy to have that relationship in some communities. I've had the same challenge when I was working homicides in DC and other places. But the goal here is to develop some sort of interaction with people. Can you make car stops? Sure. That's great. But you have a conversation. Could they have talked Tyre down? I think so. I don't know that, and I'm not being critical of their initial interaction other than it appears to be too aggressive. But if you can't get people de-escalated at the front end, they're going to get escalated, and then you're going to get escalated, and you end up with this tragedy.
Yeah. And I wonder, too, Brad, is there any sort of, I don't know, attitude among officers who are part of a unit like that, feeling that they are untouchable because they've been given this assignment, or might they feel that they are more subject to scrutiny and really need to do things by the book?
Well, I think more of the first. I do believe that specialized units, and I'm not opposed to specialized units. That's something we could talk about later. But the point being is that you cannot sort of tell people to reduce violent crime, give them apparently a lot of leeway, and it looks like to me minimal management, and not expect potentially bad things to happen. these are very controversial type units, and you have to tightly control them, and you have to have sergeants and lieutenants basically with them who make calls saying, stop that. You're not going to do it that way.
Right.
You know, and that combined with officers jumping in and saying, you guys are just being too excessive. Quit or I'm going to pull you off.
Right. Brad Garrett, ABC News crime analyst. Brad, we thank you so much.
Take care, Bridget.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.